Leadership File on Premier.
Welcome to the Leadership File, bringing you conversations with leaders and experts on leadership themes to help you lead well and enable others to flourish. I'm Andy Peck, your host, and this week I welcome to the Leadership File Reverend Steve Elms and the Reverend Rob Stevens. Both serve on the leadership team at Bookham Baptist Church near Leatherhead in Surrey. Steve is the lead minister, and Rob, a minister with responsibility for local mission and children, young people and their families. And this week we're going to be looking at the topic of leading through disagreement. So that tells you a little bit about the nature of our conversation. So, Steve, perhaps you can give us set the scene to give us some background to disagreement and particularly what we're going to be looking at today.
Sure, yeah. For about the last 10 years or so, I've been quite involved in helping local churches to get into a conversation about sexuality and faith, and specifically what it might mean for someone who is same-sex attracted to follow Christ. So some would think in terms of healing and change. Others would talk of celibacy. Others might talk of a same-sex relationship where there's this commitment and love. So you'll be aware, Andy, that that's a conversation that's happening across the church and in all the denominations. That started for me, I say about 10 years ago, when I went to a Baptist Union kind of working group production on a resource weekend, which offered kind of biblical theological exploration, looked at social sciences and scientific studies, and of course stories of real people. And it really was an excellent experience that equipped the participants to do their own thinking, but also then go back and help other local churches near to them to engage with this really important issue. And one of the big things for me has been, how can we have this conversation really well in a way that's honouring to one another and to Christ and to the gospel? Now, in my own church setting, that's been kind of a bit more intensive. As part of a master's qualification, I did some research which involved a dozen people, all holding different viewpoints, actually, within our church community around the area of sexuality and faith, just being in conversation for around 6 months. And the idea was that when we'd done that, we would report to the church meeting and give some idea of what might be a way forward for us. When the report was made, and the group really got on very, very well, it was a rich, rich experience. But the report that was given, I might sum up quite easily by saying that we felt that our differences on this, which were significant, were unlikely to be resolved anytime soon.
Right.
And so the thought was that we offered them was, how might we find a way of holding our different perspectives and views on this in a way that was honouring to one another, and made room for people to know Christ and to follow him. So this idea of, I guess, holding a creative tension that makes room for discipleship. So that's become something of a principle of leadership for me. Not that, you know, any view on anything will go, but that beyond the foundational things of our faith, the creeds and so on, there are a whole lot of issues about which we might disagree and hold different views. And how can we find a way of holding them well together? And so I've been leading along those lines for a while now.
Splendid. So, Rob, perhaps I can bring you in at this point. You've been a minister at Bookham Baptist for 5.5 years. What's your experience as being part of the team where Steve's been exploring all this?
So, first of all, important to say that Steve's been a great boss, a wonderful boss, a good friend, generous, forgiving, and bearing with me, perhaps beyond what was called for or could be asked for. And the church as well has been generous and kind to us, a good church, a great church, where it's been good to share the good news of Jesus and participate in seeing the kingdom of Jesus come. And that's been a fundamental part of my experience at BBC, is to be a bringer of the gospel and peace within the church community and around us as well. Not to be disruptive, but to be gentle and generous in holding my convictions as well within this community. I guess that said, my experience at the church has been really challenging, because myself and Steve hold this difference of view about how this conversation around same-sex relationships should happen. I guess my view is that it's not a difference of style or approach in leadership that we have, but it's about our theology, a difference in our approach to the Bible, our hermeneutical approach is being different, a different way of reading the Bible, and a resultant different understanding of things as well. I guess I regard my position as being similar to that, the same as that of the Evangelical Alliance, that same-sex attracted people are made in the image of God, loved by God, in need of the grace of Jesus, like us, like all of us are. And that when same-sex attracted people come in amongst us, we treat them with abundant grace and kindness. We want to be as welcoming as we possibly can be to everyone that comes in amongst us, to offer them the life of Christ and a vision of the life of discipleship as well. And so we treat all people that come into the life of the church with grace and kindness and gentleness, offering them the life of Christ and a place in the community and the vision of the life of a disciple. It's a vision that encompasses all of life, including sexuality and gender, and calls people to what you might say is an orthodox understanding of this as being the most fruitful expression of the life as a disciple of Christ. So I would say that same-sex attraction is part of the fallen pattern of humanity. And while that's possibly innate in some, it's probable that there are more multiple factors influencing people. And that sexually active same-sex relationships are, I would say, not a pattern of human relationship that is found in the Bible, and so ultimately don't lead to individual flourishing or indeed corporate flourishing in the life of society or the church. So as you can see, there's a difference perhaps of approach that myself and Steve has, and I would argue that's an approach towards our theology. And I would argue for a different approach from that of Steve, which focuses on the bigger story of God's intentions for human flourishing, including people's flourishing as sexual beings. And I believe that this approach is actually expands our ability to be able to welcome people into the life of the church.
You've hinted at what's been difficult, Rob, but perhaps you can express a little bit more of how you felt, and maybe Steve, how you've felt in the light of having someone on staff who doesn't share the position that you've sought to express. So yeah. Rob, you carry on.
So it has been difficult at times and challenging at times in our relationship and in our friendship together. I've found it difficult when I've felt at times that Steve has been unwilling to recognise what I see as being the weakness of what's been described as a revisionist position in terms of same-sex relationships, and an unwillingness on Steve's part to kind of recognise what I see as the academic theological weakness in this area. And I think that's led in turn to what has been, in my experience, somewhat of a silence from leadership, which, is my view, gets filled with the influence of the wider culture and thinking. So inevitably that has made it difficult to try and lead from what's known as the second position, but trying to navigate around the disagreement between myself and Steve, in a way which is honouring to Steve and generous towards him and biblical in nature as well. At the same time, I've at times experienced being just what it's felt like a lone voice amongst those that lead within the church, that seeking to articulate a different theological position and a different vision for this conversation in the life of the church. And there's some obvious dangers that people perhaps might recognise in that, things like the danger of I'm with Paul and I'm with Apollos. And for me, as I've sought to lead, a lack of congruence that the difference creates when discipling people within the life of the church. So questions arise like, what do I teach about this issue? What do we teach about this issue? What happens about baptism? What happens about membership in this local church? What about leadership in this local church? So there's just some of the things that have been difficult in the conversation.
Well, you'll be listening to Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Reverend Steve Elms and Reverend Rob Stevens. We're talking about handling disagreement, and we'll be back just after this. Welcome back to the Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by two ministers, both on a team at Bookham Baptist Church, Reverend Steve Elms and Reverend Rob Stevens. We're talking about handling disagreement, and particularly the disagreement we're discussing is that of what our attitude should be to those who are same-sex attracted in terms of their involvement in local church life, and what's appropriate, what isn't appropriate. And we're not particularly looking at that issue, but it's happens to be an issue that my brothers here have disagreement over. And we're looking at how do you handle that disagreement? And, you know, for you listening, this may not be the issue in your particular church, but there'll be other things. There are other things that you know that leaders on in your team perhaps disagree with you about. And perhaps, you know, part of you'd rather they weren't around. and these brothers have stuck with it and have worked through some of that. Rob's just shared a little bit about some of his frustrations before the break. And Steve, now is a chance for you to share a little bit about how you found having Rob on the team who hasn't acquiesced to your approach to this issue.
What might be helpful before I get into what's been difficult is just to make the point that my own view on issues of sexuality and faith is not the polar opposite of Rob, not that we're at two ends of a spectrum.
Okay.
But the difference is more about how we have the conversation.
I see.
And how we work with differences within the community. So maybe it's helpful for me to just indicate a little bit of where I am personally.
Please do, yeah.
Which I would agree with Rob that a biblical vision of marriage is a male-female union, for example. It's quite difficult, I think, to read the scriptures and come to a different conclusion to that. But I would also say that as I've looked at the texts that particularly reference same-sex behaviour, I've come away not convinced that they are apposite to those who today are in loving, committed same-sex relationships. I think they're about something else. I think they're about patterns of behaviour in the ancient worlds that were exploitative, perverse, non-relational, which raises a question then is, could those who are in loving same-sex relationships today, who are seeking to follow Christ, actually be part, alongside those who choose celibacy, of God's redemptive pattern in the world? So I don't want to say too much more about my own position on this, partly because that's not really what the programme is essentially about, but also because in the work that I've been doing, I've not wanted my take on this to be up front, because the whole heart of this has been about how can we engage the different convictions and viewpoints within the church. People are each looking to the scriptures and bowing to the scriptures, if you like, to God to teach them, and coming to different positions, and how do we hold the differences. So coming to what's been difficult with Rob, for me, is that I've from the start been really okay with Rob holding the view that he does hold, and he's expressed that very well. But it's about how we hold our views, and I can remember a leadership team meeting where we'd doing some work on this together, and we were looking at a spectrum of viewpoints, Christian viewpoints, on same-sex relationships. And I asked people just to maybe indicate where they would put themselves on the spectrum. And by the time we were done, it was clear that we had the spectrum covered in our leadership team. And and Rob expressed his view in the way that he did, but also said quite strongly that he didn't see a number of the other views as valid, that actually they that they were weak in his viewpoint, kind of biblically and so on, that he couldn't recognise them as a valid view, and I think that was what I found difficult, because it seemed to throw a big spanner in the works of my kind of desire and attempt to help the church community to recognise difference and hold it well, and give space for people to find their way as disciples of Jesus. And so I found that quite difficult. I said that the other thing that I found difficult was that Rob put a lot of weight on this issue, and you heard him describe it as a essentially theological issue, and I don't argue with that. But for me, I think it's possible to make attitudes to homosexuality or thoughts about that some kind of touchstone of orthodoxy. And for me, this is not about our creeds, it's not about doctrine, it's not about gospel. It's about an issue, and there are other issues too in the church about which we have different perspectives and ideas. And for me, the way forward is to respectfully listen to one another, to be in a good conversation, and to hold those differences well for the mission of Christ.
So, I mean, thank you so much, both of you, for expressing so candidly and honestly that stuff. And that, you know, I hope this is giving space for people to think, oh, yeah, that's kind of how things are in my world as well. And I'm, you know, and this is going to be a blessing to folk, I'm sure. But in terms of, you know, clearly there's been some sadness, there's been some struggles, maybe some sleepless nights over all this. Have there been any good outcomes in terms of the fruit of this, you know, for either of you? Rob, maybe you share first.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been stretched theologically. I've had to trust God that he knows what he's up to as well. I've learned from Steve. I think we've both learned from one another in this conversation. And I've particularly learned of what it means to bear with one another generously and in a forgiving way from Steve. I've learned as well that sometimes God takes you out of a situation that you love and enjoy to participate in something else that is sometimes hard and can be a burden as well. And that's by my experience of going to a different church and experiencing something hard and a burden. And that's not to cast the church in a bad light at all, because I wouldn't want to do that at all. But it's I felt the weight of a responsibility to respond in this situation. And I guess another fruit finally would be to say I've become more confident in my position and vision for a conversation around this issue through my engagement with Steve.
Yep, good. And any positives, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Loads of positives, actually. Yeah. I know so far it's felt quite weighty.
No, it's fair enough.
Maybe, but that's really to go on to say that while I think initially I feel that I engaged with Rob quite poorly, actually, as a leader. I was it annoyed me that he held the position he held in the way that he did. It felt kind of obstructive. And so there were times when I was just fuming, basically, if I'm honest, and it affected our relationship, our working relationship. But something happened when Rob wrote me a letter, and it was in response to a paper that I'd prepared for the leaders on this area. And I remember reading this letter and thinking, wow, that's really good. I'm getting more clearly where Rob's coming from on this and what's important to him. So I wrote a letter to him, and then he wrote another letter to me, and I replied to him and he replied to me. And a whole correspondence kind of happened. It wasn't all on paper. We also went and had a couple of pints, pub, and really thrashed things out. And a really rich conversation took place, which I think has been quite transforming of our relationship. And it's done something in my heart, really. And I think it's been a really good part of the conversation. In fact, I've written in this area a book, Sexuality, Faith and the Art of Conversation, that the second instalment of that holds three chapters, which are really standout chapters, which actually are the correspondence between Rob and myself. So from my point of view, it became an important part of the conversation.
Fabulous. Good. Well, thank you. Time has almost defeated us in terms of being able to explore too much more. But it would be good just to say, where are things at in terms of, because at the end of the day, a church leadership team has to make decisions about stuff, and you've had to, as lead minister, I guess, with your old colleagues, decide what the church's approach is going to be to certain issues. So where are things at, I suppose, it would be my concluding in terms of the disagreement, but also maybe in terms of the issue itself.
Yeah, I'll carry on for a bit. I've already mentioned that one of the really good outcomes is a deepening of our friendship. Mm. And it really is in a really good place, and I thank God for that. Also, I think I look much more positively myself on Rob's contribution to church life in this respect and in so many other respects as well. And I think going forward, I really believe that Rob's got an important part to play as we navigate things going forward. It's clear that we have got things to address as we go. I don't know if it's helpful to say that...
That's fine, yeah.
Rob and I, as I indicated earlier, neither of us would conduct a same-sex marriage. There's an important point of joining there. And both of us would welcome warmly a same-sex couple coming into the church community as much as we would welcome a celibate gay person, and would want to invite them to know Christ and to follow him. I guess the difference is how we lay out the path of discipleship for them. Whereas I think it'll be fair to say, Rob, that you would be more specific.
Yes.
I might say more prescriptive in terms of what that journey looks like. Whereas for me, it would be, in both cases, about saying, follow Christ. He is Lord. And go where he leads you. And let every part of your life come under his lordship, and work out what that means within the love and support of a Christian community. Now, that clearly doesn't answer everything. There are going to be specific things that we'll need to navigate as we go along. I mean, we already have welcomed people who are gay in that way, but we're going to come to issues of baptism and membership, leadership involvement. My heart on this is that every disciple of Jesus needs the means of grace, of baptism, of membership, and that those things come not after maturity or sorting one's life out, but they come at the beginning of the journey. But I recognise that we will have to navigate those things as a community. But I believe that God will give us the wisdom and the help to do so when we get to them.
Thank you. And the final word, Rob?
We're not resolved or settled in terms of agreeing in this area. And you know, to be honest, I, at the moment, I can't see how the theological bridge can be built between our two positions. That said, it's been one of the most important things to me is that I don't want to in any way damage the church family, its leaders, or Steve, because the bride of Christ comes first. And that comes before my role within the body. And I think myself and Steve have come to this place where we recognise we're brothers in Christ, yeah. and that we share this heart to see the church flourish. So the issues, as Steve has said, of baptism and membership remain significant points of challenge. What will happen, I don't know. But I guess I continue to believe that God has called me in this place, and I'll continue to trust Christ in that, as he calls me to, continues to call me to this place at the moment.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much again for sharing something of your heart and your concerns and your love, certainly expressing something of your love for each other within this whole situation. So thank you. So just to say also that Steve Elms has three books that you may find helpful if you're wanting to explore this issue yourselves. So the book Sexuality, Faith and the Art of Conversation, Part 1. Sexuality, Faith and the Art of Conversation, Parts 2, 3 and 4. And also A Beautiful Endeavour, Pursuing a Conversation about Same-Sex Attraction and Following Jesus. Anything to add, Steve?
Is that, that? No, you've done very nicely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Creative Tension Publications is where you find it. So you can get them both in print and also on Kindle. So do log on to find that. And so this is Andy Peck. Thanking you for joining us. Log on to Premier's website and listen to archived versions of A Leadership File, including this one, in due course. The words of the Apostle Paul to close are, may God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.